This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, filling in for Mark Haney. Entrepreneur, philanthropist, and motivational speaker Chris Gardner overcame homelessness to achieve stunning success in life and in business. The award-winning movie The Pursuit of Happiness, starring Will Smith, is based on Gardner's life. His autobiography of the same name has been translated into more than 40 languages. Mark Haney spoke with Chris Gardner about his life and his advice for anyone who wants to pursue new challenges and find fulfillment in their lives.
Chris, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
No, man, thank you. Thank you for having me.
What was your childhood like, Chris, and who had the biggest influence on you when you were growing up?
Well, I got to tell you, you do not have enough time and do not want to cause a massive depression in the Cincinnati area talking about my childhood.
To say the least, it was tough, right?
Well, the easier part of that question to answer, honestly, is the most important influence in my life, even to this day, is my mom. And to show you how strong that influence is, mom moved to heaven 20 years ago, and she's still the boss. That's still who I talk to every day.
What kinds of things did you learn from her, Chris?
First thing I learned is something that remarkably has become part of what we're doing at Life Reimagined. Man, she gave me permission to dream. She told me every single day, you can do or be anything you want to do or be. And I believed it. And that permission to dream made any and everything else I've ever done in my life happen.
Do you think that for a lot of people, somebody needs to give them permission to dream? They're just afraid to do that?
You know what? I think that's something that we should all do, granting permission to dream. But sometimes we must also give ourselves permission to dream. And sometimes the person that needs to be sold the most on what your dream is or what it is you want to do with your life is the man or the woman looking at you in the mirror. That's the person that you got to listen to.
Most definitely. You really took a leap of faith, and it's the basis of the book and the movie, The Pursuit of Happiness. You were a single dad. You go after a career in finance, even though you've got no experience or training in that field. You took an internship, so you're working for nothing. You were homeless. How were you able to get through that period?
Two things. Number one, the most important thing in the world was I made some very important decisions as a young guy, one as a kid and one as a young man. The decision as a kid was, having been one of those little boys who grew up without a father, I made a promise to myself as a five-year-old boy, Mark, that would never happen to my child. My children were going to know who their father was. So the fact that I had my child with me, and by the way, Mark, I mean, a lot of people don't know this. You know it. Only the people who read the book know it. In the film, my son's depicted as a five-year-old. In reality, at this point in our lives, my son was 14 months old, Mark.
Mm.
He was still in diapers. So that changes everything. But the second important decision I made as a young man, again, this comes with permission to dream. I made the decision that I was going to become world-class in whatever I did with my life. And all I had to do was find the one thing that turned me on. I talked about this in my last book, Start Where You Are. What is that one thing that turns you on so much the sun cannot come up soon enough in the morning because you want to go and do your thing? And when I found finance, when I found the financial services business, I found Wall Street, I knew this is what I've been looking for, and I'm ready. So no matter what, I'm going forward.
Chris, other than your son's age not being quite right, how accurate a portrayal was that movie?
Man, I am very, very, very comfortable with the entire depiction. The truth of the matter is, Will Smith asked me to be on the set every day for 17 weeks of filming, and that is highly unusual. Normally, when you sell the rights to your life story to Hollywood, you get a check and two tickets to the premiere, and that's it. But he said to me, I need you to be there, and anytime you see or feel anything, you got to talk to me. That's what made the film successful and special.
Do you have any idea how many people have been reached by the movie and reached by your book?
Oh, man. You know what? Somebody at Sony told me over 1 billion people have seen the film The Pursuit of Happiness. And if you think about it, that sounds crazy, but you think about it, the film became the first American film ever shown in China.
I never knew that.
You think about that. Whoa.
That's incredible.
First American film ever shown in China. So, and the book is also, the book has been published in over 44 languages, including 6 dialects of Chinese. The impact of the film and the book, Mark, around the world, and especially even today, and this is why what we're doing at Life Reimagined is so important, even today. Man, the movie came out next year, Mark, it's going to be 10 years.
Has it been that long?
In that time, it's been 10 years. But in that time, we had this thing called the global financial crises. And we had the recovery that, well, some people ain't necessarily recovering as quick as others, Mark. Right?
Yeah.
So the film is even more relevant today than it was when it came out because of those two things. People are having their own pursuit of happiness moments right now and have been for the last few years around the world. And to illustrate that around the world, Mark, I just flew from Chicago to Tokyo to talk to 1,000 Australians in Japan. Is that crazy?
That's amazing. Do you ever look back on all that you've gone through in life and all that you've accomplished? Do you ever look back and say, boy, considering everything I've faced, it's just amazing that I've been able to go as far as I have. Does that ever cross your mind?
No, it doesn't, Mark, because I'm too busy looking forward. I'm too busy looking ahead. I'm reimagining my life right now. This is not just something that we talk about. I've been living this. I mean, the truth of the matter is, probably, Mark, the greatest changes in all of our lives were not necessarily things that we chose to make happen. We were either pulled by opportunity or pushed by change. The biggest change I've had to make in my life the last few years, man, I lost the love of my life to brain cancer.
So sorry.
And I've got to tell you, everybody out there that knows, we're all in a certain space right now. Anybody that's a member or soon will be a member of the AARP, we're all in that same space right now where a whole lot of life has happened. And that changes things. And some of the last conversations that Holly and I were having was her saying to me, now that we can see how truly short life can be, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? Mark, that changed the world for me.
That's a huge question, isn't it?
Right? And somebody that you love is laying on their deathbed, that's not a rhetorical question. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? And a lot of us are in that position right now of saying, okay, well, what am I going to do? And the bigger question is, what do I want to do? What do I want to do right now? And am I willing to take the steps right now?
If you were going to recommend, Chris, just one character trait that people need to really work on and really develop to help them reach what they want to do in life, to help them reach their goals in life, what would that one character trait be?
Clarity. What do you want to do? Clarity. Clarity. But there's a couple of things that come with that, Mark. Okay, people ask me a lot of times for advice. I don't give advice. I am not in a position to give advice. But what I can do is share with people some of the steps that I had to take in getting from where I was to where I wanted to be. Clarity, first step. What do you want to do? You got to be real clear on that. Next question, what are you doing today to create the tomorrow that you say you want? Whoa. And nobody can answer those questions but you. And every day you got to look in the mirror and say, did I take a baby step forward today? Did I move the notch one dial? Huh? Every day, Mark. Every day. Baby steps. Baby steps count too, as long as you're going forward. But clarity. I can't stress that enough. Clear, and you got to have a plan.
So, right? Chris,
everybody's got a dream, Mark, but you got to have a plan.
So when you found the world of finance and you transitioned into your current role as a speaker and a motivator, so that was a conscious decision for you. That was part of the plan.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
and you know what we're going to do next?
Hmm.
I'm coming to Cincinnati to see you.
Well, give me the gist of, I mean, we've been touching on a lot of it, I'm sure, but what's your message going to be when you're here in Cincinnati?
I think a big part of it, Mark, is going to be that the most important experiences in all of our lives, no matter where we came from or what we look like, what our gender, what our race, what our politics are, the most important experiences in all of our lives are the universal experiences. And the birth of a child, a graduation, a wedding, a new job, a new business, a new home, the loss of a loved one. Those are the universal experiences, Mark, that create a family called humanity. And where you are on the planet doesn't matter. Those experiences feel the same. The big question is, in our demographic, everybody that's a member of the AARP or potentially could become a member soon, we've got a different relationship with time now. Chronologically, Mark, we're all living in the same space, meaning there have been more yesterdays than there have been or will be tomorrows.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yep.
Now you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I'm at that age.
All right? There have been more yesterdays than there will be tomorrows. And when you have that in your mind, all this other stuff becomes secondary. What are you going to do with your time? And what we've done in Life Reimagined is we've assembled a toolbox. You don't need to use all the tools in the box, but you can go into this toolbox and find out, this is what I need right now. This is what I can use right now. This will help me right now. And that's what we're going to be doing in Cincinnati, man. So I'm so happy to have had this time with you.
Chris, tell me about some of the projects and the issues that are important to you that you're working on today.
Let me tell you, one of the things that I'm working on right now, and we're tremendously excited about it, is we have committed to and are going to be working with the Veterans Administration on homeless veterans. A lot of people don't know it. The truth of the matter is 30% of the adult homeless population in our country, Mark, are veterans. Nobody talks about it. Suicides among returning U.S. Army and Marine Corps reservists are the highest they've been in the history of this country.
Mm.
Nobody talks about it. Okay? The truth of the matter is, football season started a few weeks ago. The flags were flying. The jets flew over the stadiums. They bring a few veterans out, pat them on the back. Everybody wants to buy them a beer and say, thank you for your service. But 30% of them, of all the homeless people in America, are veterans. I'm going to be doing a series of stand downs with the Veterans Administration, whereas what we'll be doing is, number one, we're going to go to where we know the homeless veterans are and bring all of the resources of the Veterans Administration to these men and women who served our country. That, number one. Number two, I've been given the opportunity, Mark, to do something I'm tremendously excited about. We're going to be producing a documentary on the life of Dr. Maya Angelou. It's never been done. We're in the post-production stages right now. We've just started or will be launching a Kickstarter campaign on the 21st of October to raise the balance of the funds. We're tremendously excited about that. And number three, I'm going to be continuing to work with Life Reimagined at AARP to help people who look just like me and you pursue happiness on their terms at this stage of their lives. And that's a lot. And besides that, I'm going to do my day job. So I'm good, Mark. I don't need anything else to do. All right.
Okay, we won't give you anything else to do then, Chris.
Oh man.
Oh, sounds like life is very good because you followed your dreams.
Well, you know what? That doesn't mean it's without its challenges. It doesn't mean that it's without its problems. I mean, just like any and everybody else, but you're continuing to go forward, stay real focused. And I tell you the other thing that I'm doing right now, Mark, I am pretty close to being in the best physical shape of my life, Mark. I've committed to it.
That's no easy task, is it?
Oh,
that's a lot of work.
Mark, let me tell you something. I look fantastic, but please don't touch me. Everything hurts, Mark. My fingernails hurt.
My knees, my shoulder, my neck.
Oh, my God. We got these things called joints.
You discover those in your mid-50s.
Oh, my God. We got these things called joints and something called cartilage that I'm told deteriorates over time. I didn't know that, Mark. Have you discovered that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cartilage. How did it disappear? Well,
and you know, it was my wife went through it first, so I always kidded her because in her family they had a lot of people with knee problems, and I always said, "What's wrong with all of you? You guys all have weak knees." Well, guess who has bad knees now? It was a karma thing.
Man,
I should never have said that.
Oh my God! You know, the crazy thing for me now, and someone pointed this out to me recently. I'm complaining about all the furniture is so low. They're like, no, the furniture is the same height as always been. It's your knees.
Hey, Chris,
glad to get up sometimes, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point too. I mean, that I think that's a goal that people as they age should keep in mind is that you can take care of your body and you can keep it in good shape so that you can go through life and achieve your dreams and.
Hey.
Make your plan come true. Yeah.
You got to. You know what? I say to myself every morning before I head to the gym, you can take medicine or you can make medicine. I'm going to make medicine. That's why I just crawled out of the gym this morning. I just crawled in the door just in time to talk with you.
And in the meantime, have a good supply of Bengay on hand, right?
Well, you got to learn Bengay. Ice bags, hot water bottles, and glucosamine. You'll be all right.
Yeah, a wise person once told me that to make the last part of your life the best part of your life.
And Mark, that
was an eye-opener for me when she told me that. So sounds like that's where you're headed.
I couldn't agree more because this is the part that counts. Everything else that happened before, all right, that happened. What are you going to do now? And again, that's what we're trying to do in Life Reimagined. What are we going to do now? And that we do have choices.
Chris, it's been so good talking to you this afternoon. Thank you.
No, man, thank you. And I look forward to seeing you in Cincinnati.
Likewise, Chris.
All right, Mark, take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.